burros something you would see up here too, as mm-hmm. well as mules?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
More so than mules.
Oh, okay. Do you know why that is? Why burros might be more helpful?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you said they're smaller than mules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe they're easier to manage. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe easier to feed, huh?
Probably, yeah.
If they're smaller. Let's see. Something you see on a farm that you may have seen, maybe for something else, is a big wooden thing. Some people use it to catch water with off the top of the house.
Barrel?
Yeah. Is that something you see up here much?
There used to be a lot of barrels around.
Did they catch rain in them? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rain barrels.
Is there something smaller that you might have used to... it looks similar, but it's smaller, and I think some people bought nails in them and stuff. That's how
cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Something you'd find nails in?
Well, years ago, yeah. Not lately.
Okay. Do you ever see those around here anymore, barrels or kegs much?
Not a great deal.
Okay.
You do see in people have them in their gardens, you know.
Right.
Flower gardens.
Right. This is a place where you see wheelbarrows, too, a lot. Nowadays.
Yeah.
What is the male cow called?
Bull.
Is there a word for the female? Did you know?
Cow. Let's see now.
Or is that cow?
Just cow, I think.
Okay. What about a young cow?
Calf.
Okay. What about sheep? A male sheep?
Ram.
And the female?
Ewe.
Okay. What about a horse? A male horse?
Stallion.
Okay. And a female?
Mare.
All right. And a pig. Do you know the name for a male pig?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, the sow is a female.
Right.
Is that boar? B-O-A-R?
That's what I got.
I think so.
Let me ask you this. Did you know of terms that people might find some of the terms for the animals, especially the male ones, like bull and ram and stallion, offensive? Do you remember that? And they would use different terms for them because they were found to be offensive in from a certain company?
Let me think. Not that I remember.
Okay. What about these animals that are castrated, like a castrated cattle? Do you know the name for that?
Is that a heifer? H-E-I-F-E-R? Heifer?
Could be. I haven't written
down. No, wait a minute. No, heifer.
Is a heifer a female?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
But wait a minute. What is a castrated cow? Oh, shoot. What do you got down?
I don't.
Dear.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank for that one, too.
A steer is a...
Ah, there it is.
What?
The steer.
Steer?
Yep.
Okay, then.
What about a castrated hog?
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I know they don't do a lot of hogs up here. Castrated sheep?
No, I never heard of it. Oh. Ooh. What's a B-O-A-R?
The boar?
Is that a sheep?
No, that's the male cow. Or male hog.
You male hog. Right? Oh, well. No, what'd you call me now? What did you just ask me?
The castrated sheep.
Ram? You? I don't think I know.
Have you heard of a wether?
A what?
Wether.
How do you spell it?
W-E-T-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I have for a sheep. And for a pig, it's a barrow. Or a barrow.
How do you spell it? B-O?
B-A-R-R-O-W.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking kind of came to mind.
How would you have pronounced that?
I guess I said borrow, didn't I? It's barrel, I think, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Okay. And the last one is a horse that's been castrated.
Oh. Shoot, I should know that.